Joe, welcome to The Daily. How are you this morning?
Thank you, Stefan. I'm very well, and I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Me too. Now, throughout your extensive research in digital literacies, have you seen the stereotype of a digital native? And do you think that it can pose problems when developing our education system?
The concept of digital native has been around for a very long time, and it has led to an awful lot of misunderstanding. There is an assumption that a digital native is digitally literate, and I'm afraid the two things do not go together. We can see our young people who have been born and brought up in a digital society are using technology, but using technology does not lead to an understanding of technology or an ability to be critical about the use of technology. And I think that that is the key difference that we need to get hold of.
Now,
digital natives are used to handling technology. That's about it.
Yeah, okay, right. So in your sort of 30 years of teaching students, you've taught them about, you know, technology and things, but not necessarily seen an increase in their digital skills despite this increased use of technology.
Absolutely.
Do you think that we use technology differently in our social life than in school? And how important is it for us to recognise this difference?
I think digital natives do. They have a perception, they're really good at using social media, Facebook, Instagram, and so on. But what they're not good at is transferring the skills that they are developing in that context to other contexts. And that's where we really need to help them. But also the skill set is actually very limited that they're developing. And we see that in our students coming into higher education quite regularly.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Like, what is this skill set that's quite limited, and why aren't these skills being transferred? Like, what is the crux of this issue?
Well, I think it's the crux is around a lack of understanding of what the technology is capable of. So we see students coming into our courses, and it doesn't matter what discipline they're coming into. It's, you know, basically a similar situation across the board. But they can use Facebook, they can use Instagram, they can post a picture of what they're eating today, and they can chat with their friends. But when it comes to critical use in the context of supporting their learning, for example, finding information, navigating the learning management systems that higher education now use extensively to support student learning, being able to critically navigate social media and use the basic productivity tools such as a word processor, email, and so on. Those skills are actually very limited because what's happened is through their schooling and other learning opportunities, it has been assumed that because they're digital natives, they can do this stuff. So nobody has actually taught them.
Is there any moves being made in our education system to address this issue and to, you know, allow for a transfer of skills or critique?
Absolutely. The Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority, ACARA, have been quite active in ensuring that the capabilities related to technologies are as up-to-date as possible. And they have just recently, I think about a week ago, put out a document for public review that's looking at the general capabilities, one of which is digital literacy. Now, digital literacy was called previously information and communication technology capability, which actually caused further confusion because nobody really understood what it was. But now that they are moving towards digital literacy, at least there now is a connect between using digital technologies and using and having the digital literacy skills to be able to use them.
Yeah, okay.
And I think I would recommend to parents particularly to have a look at that document. It is open for public review. And I think it's very interesting the way that the digital, well, obviously I'm interested in the digital literacy capability, that has actually not changed very much from what it was before, but the language has.
Okay. I want to go, let's go the other way. I think when it comes to digital literacy, people assume, you know, there's the sort of the cliche of like teaching dad how to use Facebook or Instagram or how to use a smart device or teaching grandma how to use a computer or whatever it might be. Is there a sort of a counterpoint to this in which older people who might be sort of, in quotation marks, digitally illiterate, gaining new skills and transferring those skills?
I think there is a need, a strong need, for us to look at our older generations in exactly the same way as our younger generations in as far as improving digital literacy skills are concerned. I always think in terms of my mother, who was digitally illiterate. She was machine illiterate, actually. She, if it was a machine, she was just not comfortable with it. But in this day and age, the sort of things that I would encourage her to engage with is those technologies that would allow her to keep in touch with her grandchildren, allow her to manage her daily life. And so it's and understand the privacy and the security implications of being online. So it's really would really be focused on the things that would allow them to continue their daily life in a digital environment. But I think there is a big place in that context for our younger people who are digitally literate to take on the role of engaging with the older population to bring them up to speed in this context. But I think also, generally, there is a need to provide engaging learning resources for everybody to improve their digital literacy.
Okay, well, hopefully there's sort of more education and more understanding and more sort of transfer of knowledge and information in the future that sort of runs exactly with the work that you're doing. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for this morning. But Professor, thank you so much for joining me on The Daily.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me, Stefan.
Thank you.